Archers for the week, the 18th to the 23rd August 2002.
Time's running out for Brian.
Still no sign of this combine, then?
I'm afraid not.
Only Debbie did say she'd ring.
Oh, I'm sorry, David. Must have slipped her mind. She's gone off to do some cultivations.
Well, if there's no news...
Well, there might be. Brian's gone to try the lorry driver's mobile again.
Oh, right.
All he keeps getting is the answering service. In German.
That's not much use.
No. Oh, it is so frustrating.
Yeah, it certainly is.
He's even talking about having to cancel his shooting trip.
Is he?
Oh, it's such a shame. He's been so looking forward to it.
I'll bet.
Oh, well... Oh, would you like some coffee?
Oh, no, thanks, Jennifer, I'm fine.
Well, it's no trouble. Oh, darling, any luck?
Still the message service.
Hello, David.
Morning. Just came to see if there's anything I can do to help.
I doubt it.
Well, OK, but when it gets here, if you want me to do a stint hauling or maybe some baling...
It's very good of you, but I know you're only worried about when Debbie will get to do your last bit of wheat.
Oh. Well, it would be nice to know.
Well, the trouble is, I can't say. I don't know where the wretched thing is.
Only the driver'd switch his phone on. He must have some English.
Have you left a message?
Several. My schoolboy German's not up to much. I mean, what do I say? Bitte ringe me back.
Well, that's a pity Siobhan's moved.
What?
Well, she speaks German, doesn't she?
Of course.
Yes, but we haven't got a new number.
No.
Well, I'll tell you who will have. Elizabeth. Look, we're taking the kids over to this event at Lower Loxley a bit later. Shall I ask her to give you a ring?
That'd be something, wouldn't it, Brian?
Oh, Elizabeth won't want to be bothered fiddling about with phone numbers if they've got a special thing on.
It's this cars and carriages event.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, I think I might have a mobile number for Siobhan somewhere.
Really?
Yeah, when she first got those translations done for me, she gave me her card. I'm sure she put her mobile on it.
Well, go and find it.
Yes, I think I will, yes. Thanks, David.
No problem. It's a bit early on a Sunday to ring her, isn't it?
I'm sure she won't mind. Not when she realises it's an emergency.
There you are, chaps. Nice, clean water.
I swear, if I hear any more from Julia about her birthday, I'm...
Come on, Lizzie. I think she's been quite restrained about it for her.
Lewis's meal this, Camilla's bouquet that.
They are the most gorgeous flowers.
Maybe. But she's just ignored our present. Do you know how long I spent scouring Borchester for a pashmina in just the right shade of blue?
She does like it. I mean, she wore it last night.
OK, but it's nothing compared with Camilla's offering. Oh, and if she shows me that sickening card from Piers one more time.
Yes,
to well. The best grandma in the whole world. Or was it the whole wide world?
You must admit, he's got jolly good writing for a two-month-old.
Oh, ha-ha. Don't you care?
Lizzie, what is the point?
The point is that since Piers arrived, she acts as though Freddie and Lily don't exist.
That's not fair.
You'd think he was a genius the way she carries on. He'll be composing sonatas and writing his memoirs next.
If he is a genius, he can't have got it from our side of the family. Though James is quite bright, I suppose.
Oh, of course he's not a genius. He's a perfectly normal baby.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Clary.
Hi, Clary. Oh, you're nice and early.
Well, Joe wanted to get over here in good time, and I said I'd keep him company. He didn't want to let you down.
That's very conscientious of him.
It's as well we did. The traffic's building up already.
Is it? Good.
Anyway, he just wanted me to check that you want him to do his rides in the usual place. He don't want to get in the way of the carriage driving.
Oh, no, he won't. Actually, we've roped off a bit of the park for that, the other side of the avenue.
That's what he thought. Right, then, I'll go and tell him.
Thanks. And you're all set for your buttermaking next week?
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've had to ask Pat if she could let me have some cream for it, because baby spice has dried off now.
I didn't realise it was going to be such a lot of work for you.
Oh, no, that's all right. She were fine about it. I just hope folk will find it interesting.
I'm sure they will.
See you later, then.
Clary. Yeah? Yes, before you go, I was talking to Tickham about building an outside run for the chicks. I'm putting them out soon.
Yeah?
He said something about Joe wanting any scrap of wood we got lying about.
Oh, right, yeah, wood.
What does he want it for?
Well, he's talking about building a shed.
I thought Eddie had already built him a sort of a lean-to thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is more for, like, storing things in.
Oh, right.
Oh. It's amazing how much space a few garden tools take up.
Yeah, they do. Sorry, if you have got any spare bits of wood, they'd be...
Gosh, yes, loads. Old fence panels and so on. Well, tell Joe to take his pick.
Great, I will.
As long as he's not thinking of putting baby spice in it as well.
Sorry?
Joe, in his shed.
Baby? No. Oh, no, no. Baby's still homeless, I'm afraid.
You don't have to tell me. Our trip's off.
No, no, not exactly.
No? Why else did you ring me this early?
I'm still waiting for this blessed combine to arrive from Hungary. The trouble is, I couldn't speak to Ian. That's our manager out there. He's away for a few days.
In the middle of a harvest?
No, they're in a break in harvesting. That's why they can spare it. Anyway, I had to deal with this guy with not very good English.
Huh?
I just don't know if he appreciated the urgency of it all. I mean, they were going to put the thing on a low loader on Saturday. He said it'd take 24 to 36 hours to get here.
Right.
But then they all packed up for the weekend. I don't even know if it set off yesterday morning, evening or what. I mean, the worst case scenario is it might not even arrive till tomorrow.
I see.
I can't just swan off and leave Debbie to it. Not exactly the same model as ours. I mean, there could be any number of problems.
I'm sorry.
But look, the reason I'm ringing...
Yeah?
There's something you can do for me.
Well, tell me anything.
I've got a mobile number for the driver, but he's evidently German. Can you ring him and find out where the heck he is?
Is that all? Of course I can.
Great, because I don't even know if he's this side of the channel yet. If you could just get him to give you an idea of when he'll be here...
Brian, leave it to me.
Thanks. If you get the message service, get him to ring you back and ring me when he does.
Of course.
Oh, thanks, Siobhan. I don't know why I didn't think to call you sooner.
Me neither.
It's too close to it, I suppose.
Well, let's work on getting you close to me, shall we? Here, give me this number.
Oh, look at that one. And they dressed up.
I'll bet you've had trouble keeping Nigel away from these old sports cars. He used to be a bit of a boy racer in his time, didn't he?
Don't. Tony's already cornered him about how he should get an MG.
Didn't he used to have a sports car years ago?
That's right, he did. And Tim Beecham. Yeah.
Yes. And they were always racing each other through the village.
Yeah.
And stealing each other's keys and leaving the other one's car in some stupid place like the top of Hayden Barrow.
Boys, eh?
Yes. And what makes you think it'd be any different if you had one again now?
Yeah, good point.
So he can forget it.
Oh. Here, your Josh loves the cars, though, doesn't he, David?
Oh, yeah. He couldn't miss this. And is Pip's really into riding at the moment?
Yeah, Mum was saying she's off to Pony Club camp this week.
That's right, Daniel.
And as the last belly leaves the ring, ladies and gentlemen, a very big round of applause for these magnificent cars. And their owners, who keep them in such splendid condition. Thank you. Thank you.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Yes, considering we're only filling time.
Has that bloke still not turned up for the carriage driving?
No, Nigel's going to say something about it now, I think.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to tell you about a slight change to our advertised programme. The first session of carriage driving instruction will now start at 11.30, not 11. So that's Arena 2 at 11.30 for the carriage driving instruction.
I just hope they're here by then.
They better be. Pip won't leave till she's had a go, and I've got bales to bring in this afternoon.
I'm sorry about this, but it's to enable better going for the horses and to allow further checks to be carried out for your own safety.
If they believe that.
This lot won't know any better. They've all come out from Birmingham.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and enjoy your day.
Where do you think he's got to, this carriage bloke?
I have no idea.
It's a bit like Brian with his combine. All he knows is it's somewhere between here and Hungary.
It's an awful long way to come.
Must be costing a bit.
Yeah, 24 grand.
How much?
20,000 for the combine, 4,000 transport costs.
My goodness.
Oh, he'll get it back on insurance, I suppose.
Even so.
Well, he had to come up with something. He's got 2 days combining to do for us, for starters.
Yes, but I can't believe the insurance would pay out for something like that.
I just think it seems a bargain to them.
Yeah. I mean, they'd be paying out a lot more in compensation if Home Farm couldn't get the rest of the harvest, if...
Wait till I tell Joe.
Well, I think they got away with that, didn't you?
Yeah, they seem to buy it.
Thank goodness for Joe, eh? He's doing a roaring trip.
Oh, he enjoys it. And Bart.
They've been absolutely marvellous. He seems to have this sort of routine worked out with Kenton.
Yeah.
Oh?
Yeah. Well, Joe takes the people down to the Folly, and Kenton gives them his spiel and chats up one or two of the ladies, as it were. And then packs them off as Joe brings another lot down. It's clever, eh?
Hmm. I brought you some coffee, Brian.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, you're keeping busy, I see.
I'm trying to take my mind off it, that's all. I thought I might as well check the car over. If I do manage to get away on Tuesday, it's a fair drive up to Perthshire.
Well, you
must go.
Look, we've been through this 100 times. I can't, unless this combine gets here today by, well, early afternoon at the latest. I've got to see it well into the crop.
Yes, I know, but it... Oh, don't worry, darling. I'll go in and get them.
Thanks. Hello?
It's me.
Siobhan, yes.
Well, I've spoken to your driver. He sounds really nice. He's called Helmut.
Great. I like him already. Now, where is he?
He's practically on your doorstep.
Ah.
I'm surprised you can't see him coming down the drive.
Really? That's fantastic.
He'd have been there by now, but he's had a bit of a problem. He says he's been stuck in this kind of time warp on the lanes.
The lanes? Oh, I assumed he'd come along the A1992 and drop down through Edgeley.
Well, I didn't go into all that, but he's been stuck behind Bugatti going about 4 miles an hour with the carriage and pair clopping along behind him.
Oh, I don't believe that. Stupid. I have good mind to ring Nigel. Give him a piece of my mind.
Oh, why don't I calm down? It's all worked out okay, hasn't it?
Yes, I suppose so.
You save your energy. Because we'll be able to go to Biarritz now, won't we?
Well...
Brian?
Yes, I should think so.
Brian?
Okay, 99% certain. All being well once it gets here.
It had better be.
Brian! That was Debbie!
Look, I'm sorry, I've got to go.
Will you call me later?
Yes, sure, if I can. And thanks.
It's no trouble. After all, it's for my benefit too. Love you.
Yes. Thanks again. Bye.
She can see it coming down by Longwood, and she's coming straight back so she can get used to driving it right away.
I know, that was Siobhan Hathaway telling me the same thing.
Oh, how funny.
Yes.
Oh, darling, it's all worked out all right.
Yes.
And you'll be able to go to Scotland with a clear conscience now, won't you?
Meal is in demand.
Hi, Neil.
Hello, Tom. I was hoping I'd find you up here.
I was just doing a few repairs. The wire mesh is coming adrift.
Yeah, can't have the hens getting out.
Can't have the foxes getting in, more to the point.
Look, there's something I wanted to ask you. It's about the pigs.
I thought it might be, somehow.
Well, the pork's doing well, but the sausages are doing great, right?
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it when I started, but they're like a year-round business. People grill them in the winter, stick them on the barbie in the summer.
Yeah.
In fact, I can hardly keep up with demand. I'm going to have to expand.
Ah.
So I'll need more wieners coming through, which means more sows.
How many more?
Double what we're doing now.
Really?
The business is there, Neil. What do you say?
I'm not sure.
What's not to be sure about?
Quite a lot, actually.
Look, I'm offering you a guaranteed market. It's not like you've got to go out and find a buyer for the wieners.
I know, but...
But what?
I'm not sure I want to.
Why on earth not?
Tom, I've had years as a full-time pigman. I don't know as I want to go back to it.
40 sows isn't a full-time job.
It's still twice the hours I'm doing now. Besides... I like the way I've got things at the moment.
But it's not enough for my business.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not sure I want any more pigs. I've got contract work I'm promised to, and I've got the hens.
You're not going to be that stretched. You can still do other stuff.
You reckon?
Yeah, if you want to.
Oh, I do want to.
Oh, fine, suit yourself. But it won't pay as well as raising wieners for me.
So you say.
It's obvious. You'd be working for yourself in about the only market that's actually growing at the moment. Oh, come on, Neil.
Like I say, I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Okay.
And talk to Susan.
Yeah. But I can't wait forever.
Okay. Say, by the end of the week?
Yeah, all right. But I might just check out a couple of other producers in the meantime.
Come on, baby. That's it, good girl. Good girl, bad girl. Da-da-da-da.
Here.
Oh, hello, Grandad.
What do you think you're doing?
I'm doing you a favour. You said, well, you wanted the electric fence moving, or Mrs. Snell did.
I talked about that racket. They'll have a stripper car, won't you, baby?
Yeah. Well, she likes it. I mean, they like music. It's known fact.
Oh, well, they like music, yeah.
Very funny.
Yeah, well, you're all right there. Don't seem to have done her any harm. Thanks for getting started, anyway.
Yeah, that's all right. Thought I might as well get on with it since you were still snoring your head off.
Well, it's taking it out of me, you know. Been over at Lower Loxley.
Oh, come on. It's Bart that does all the work.
No, we don't. It's me has to shut up the visitors. Hard work being nice to people all day long.
Yeah, right. Still, you got Bart a place to stay out of it. A load of wood for his stable.
Oh, that's true. No closer to finding anywhere for a baby, though, are we?
Can't we just try it on with Brookfield again?
No, it's no good. They won't want her back. She's in calf.
We'll have to rent some.
What? What with? Oh, yeah, Brian Aldrich.
No, we're not.
Typical luck of the Grundys, this is.
Yeah.
This when we're getting back on our feet and things are looking up. Could be there's only one answer.
What?
She might have to go, lad.
No! No way!
Well, can you think of any other way around it?
We don't have to give up just yet.
And into the turn.
Yeah, hang on.
Two, three.
Made it.
Very good, Mike. Very good.
Oh.
Oh, you haven't stepped on my toes once today.
Yeah, well, that makes a change.
Don't do yourself down. You've made fantastic progress.
Oh, do you think so, Caroline?
Yes, I do. To be honest, you very surprised me.
Oh, Tara, very much.
Compared with Roy and Hayley.
Ah, yeah.
They seem to have two left feet each.
Yeah, they showed me their quick step over the weekend. I didn't have to get in a mess.
I'm still working on them, but they've got a long way to go.
Well, they're okay going in a straight line. It's the turns at Foxham.
I know. That's going to be good at the dance, isn't it? Out of the door and down the drive. Oh, well, there's still time, I suppose.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, because,
Yeah?
Well, I've been watching them videos again, you know, on the quiet.
I could watch them over and over.
I mean, the point is, he quite often goes off and does his own thing, doesn't he, old Fred?
How do you mean, exactly?
Well, sort of breaks away, does a bit of a twirl, bit of tap or something.
Tap?
Well, I know it's a lot to ask, Caroline, but... Oh, I'd just love to be able to do something to really impress Betty. A bit of a flourish, like.
Mike, 10 days isn't very long to perfect a tap routine.
Not a whole routine, just a few basic steps.
You do know what you're asking?
I don't reckon I'm up to it. Oh,
quite the reverse. After the progress you've made in a month, I think you could do anything you put your mind to. So, what is it you want?
Oh, I don't know, really.
Oh, something like this.
Blimey, that's fantastic.
You had to have a go at everything at my school.
You're very good.
Just a bit of basic heel and toe, really. Look, I'll work something out properly and have it ready for you tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks a lot. And, there was one other thing.
Yeah?
Well, it ain't just the dancing, is it? I mean, it's Fred's whole image, the look.
You're going to hire a suit, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, sure, but... What's the use if it looked like Grizzly Adams from the neck up?
Oh, I see what you mean.
I mean, my hair's always been a bit of...
Unruly.
Yeah. I had a go with some of Roy's gel, but it just made it look as if I hadn't washed it for weeks.
I don't think I'm quite the right person to help you with hair, Mike.
No? Oh, well, don't worry, I'll sort some of it out.
But, I know a man who can.
Well, that's the trouble with bullocks so easily bored.
Yep.
I mean, if the fences aren't up to it, they'll find a way out.
Do you want me to walk around and check them out for you?
Well, have you got time?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Well, we'll do it together, shall we? I mean, it's nice while the sun's out.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I've been meaning to ask you, how's Jazzy getting on these days, eh?
Jazz? He's all right.
Oh, good.
He wrote some lyrics last week.
Any good?
Yeah, a bit. Fallon says if she works on them, they could make quite a good number.
Excellent. So, you've arrived at some sort of solution, then?
Yeah. Well, it's good something's worked out.
Problems?
Not really.
What?
It's only... Well...
Go on.
You know how Linda Snell's kicking baby out of her field?
Yes?
We've tried everywhere. There's nowhere else for her to go.
Really?
Unless...
Go on.
Well, you got loads of room, Oliver. I mean, you wouldn't even know she was here, honestly.
Oh, wouldn't I?
No, I'd do everything for her. Or Grandad would. I mean, she's dried off. She won't even need milk in them. We'll carve her and everything.
Paperwork, passport, movement licence.
Sort everything out. And then we'll get her over here. All you'd have to do is open the gate.
How do you do it?
Hey?
Get round me every time.
Was that a yes?
Oh, go on, then.
God, nice one, Oliver. That's wicked. I've got to go and tell Grandad.
Yeah, OK, but I don't want any hassle.
You won't. Thanks a lot. I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye.
Morning.
Oh, morning, Mike.
Oh, sorry to bother you.
So, how's the dance routine coming on, eh?
Ah, well, Caroline reckons there's something you can do for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She says, you're the man to ask about hairspray.
Yeah. You what? Want this last bit of my cheese, Leanne? Yeah, there's a good girl. At least you've got a nice cosy hatch to see you through the winter.
Rhonda!
All right, I'm only here. Me and Leanne's just having a bite of dinner. The loaf's on the side.
Look, never mind that. Listen, I found somewhere for baby to go.
You never...
Oliver's place.
Green's farm? How'd you get him to agree to that?
I don't know. He likes me, I suppose.
Oh, Ed, lad, that's the best news I've heard since, well, for a long time.
Yeah, look, you got to do the movement license and sort out a passport and everything.
Well, that's no trouble.
And I said we'd get her over there, but we just has a trailer off someone,
isn't it? I'll drive her there in a pony trap if I has to. Oh, Ed, that's marvellous. Come here. Oh. But it's not just about baby. It's about a Grundy being back on Grange farmland. But this could be the future for you, Ed. Baby, her calf, they could be just the start.
Yes, all right, I'll feed you later.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Oliver.
Eh?
You're welcome. Hope it's a success.
Yeah, sure it will be.
Mike?
Oh, Mike, don't forget your styling products.
Oh, blimey, now I'll need them.
Thank you very much, please, Oliver.
Quite okay.
Right then, I'll see you, Caroline.
Yes, bye. Keep practicing.
I will. Cheerio.
Bye.
Oh, hello, Neil. I can see you there.
Where have you been? And what the heck have you done to yourself?
Hey? Hold me hair. Do you like it?
What were you doing with Oliver Sterling?
He got me an appointment at Rapunzel's.
Not that posh place on West Street.
That's the one, yeah. Had it washed, conditioned and styled by Kim.
Kim?
Yeah. He's a really nice bloke.
He? And how much did that cost you?
£19.
What?
Plus the tip.
Very flash.
And then we met up with Caroline after for a cappuccino and a Danish.
Cappuccino and... Mike, it's a Monday afternoon.
So?
Haven't you got any work to do?
Neil, you only live once. Got to live a little, mate.
Well, if you ask me, you're living a lot.
It wouldn't hurt you to widen your horizons a bit. Or do you want to be carting pig muck all your life?
As a matter of fact, there's a very good future in pigs.
Oh, yeah, right.
Tom was only saying so this morning. He wants us to expand.
Oh. Well, that's great. Yeah, I should go for it.
It's not that easy. It's hardly the time for me to go laying out money expanding my sale numbers, is it, when Susan's just lost her job?
Yeah, yeah. If you want that to be some other excuse, I know you. For heaven's sake, Neil, why don't you just say yes for once and think about it afterwards?
Because I'm not like that. I have to think things through.
Yeah, right, okay. But while you are, don't go getting at other people just because they got a life.
I'm not getting at you. I was just a bit surprised, that's all.
Hidden depths, me, Neil. Hidden depths.
If you say so.
Anyway, I better go muss this air up a bit and night before Betty gets back.
Well, you've just spent over £20 on it.
Well, of course, we don't want her guessing what I've been up to, do we?
No.
So it's our little secret, okay?
Jennifer's had another idea for her website.
Come on through, Jennifer. It's all in the morning room.
Oh, thanks, Linda. Can't think why I didn't remember about Josiah Goodall before.
I've got plenty of material. He'll certainly make a page on your website.
Oh, maybe more. He is the Bard of Borsetshire after all.
Oh, don't let Bert Fry hear you say that.
Now, gosh, didn't realise you had quite so much. Is this all about Josiah as well?
Oh, no. Those are my preliminary notes on possible county flowers.
Oh, goodness, you have been working hard.
Well, to be perfectly honest, it's been a welcome diversion for me, helping to organise it all.
What from?
I'm sure you saw in the paper the other week the difficulties I've been having with the Grundys.
Oh, that.
I mean, we'd be in the conservatory now, but how can I possibly sit in there and relax?
Can't you?
My churned-up paddock, Jennifer.
But the pony's gone now, surely.
The cow's still there. And I simply never know what their latest eyesore's going to be. A rotting pile of wood's appeared outside the house now.
But I haven't noticed it.
Well, no, you wouldn't, but I can see it quite clearly from upstairs with my It's sort of round the side.
Well, perhaps they're going to have a bonfire.
Oh, well, marvellous. That's all we need after your experience last week.
Well, I'm sure they'd keep it under control.
Yes, of course. I'm sure they would. Oh, dear. Robert says I mustn't get myself in a state, but...
No, you mustn't.
Well, just take what you want, Jennifer. I must confess I haven't looked at it for years.
Oh, thanks. Oh, early life, that'll be useful.
As you know, I had my doubts about Josiah Goodall's respectability, but he did lead a most interesting life.
Yes. Oh, you've got some of his poems. To Lord Netherbourne on the death of his whippet.
Not one of his best, I seem to remember.
On pineapples. Ode to the lady's bedstraw.
The what?
The lady's bedstraw. It sounds rather bawdy, but typical Josiah.
No. The lady's bedstraw is a plant.
Oh, yes. Of course it is.
And one of the contenders for Borsetshire's county flower.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's all over the place at the moment. The little yellow ones.
Well, it was obviously all over the place in the 18th century, too.
Oh, what does he say about it?
Oh, harbinger of summer, yet thy star-bright flower amongst herbage set...
Shine on yon rocky outcrop where thy petals glow in Borset's air. This is wonderful.
Oh, it's quite a find, isn't it?
Creep low, creep soft through hill and dale, pours milk to curdle in the pail. It's true, they do say it can turn milk.
Oh, how amazing.
Well, other people can say what they like. If this isn't provenance for our county flower, I don't know what is.
Come on through.
Thanks, Tim.
Starting to look a bit empty, I'm afraid. I've packed up most of the stuff now.
So I see.
But I've put all your bits you said you wanted to one side. And that was this land, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the one. And you really don't want the stack system?
No, I'm looking forward to getting a new one.
For your bachelor pad, eh? To go with the leather sofa.
Oh, well...
Of course, I suppose it won't be a bachelor pad,
huh? Well, I'm not really sure yet. Anyway, that's the lot. The bigger stuff can go into storage till we've both got places of our own.
Yeah, I suppose that's best.
Oh, there was one other thing I thought you might like.
Yeah. Oh. We found this when we first moved in.
Yeah.
Mrs. P and Walter. Thanks, Tim. We didn't have nearly as long here as Walter did we?
No.
Nor nearly as long as we thought we might, eh? Gave me quite a jolt, the for sale sign outside.
Yes. There's one at the surgery, too. When are you moving into a new flat?
Monday. I thought I'd take advantage of the bank holiday, yeah? And you're leaving when?
Thursday.
Right. Okay. I won't be around, actually.
Oh, no?
No, I'm going to France later on today. For work.
Oh, anywhere nice.
Be a Ritz.
Great.
Yeah, hope so.
Yeah, it should be a nice break.
Yeah. It's probably just as well that I'll be away, I mean.
Siobhan, I'm sorry.
No, it's weird, isn't it? After 11 years together, we're just two people in a pile of rugs and pictures.
I thought this was what you wanted.
It is. It is. It's just... It's a lot to take in.
Yes.
6 weeks, end of September, we'll be divorced. And 6 weeks after that...
The baby. It'll be a big change for you.
Oh, yes.
Siobhan.
Look. Can I have a hug?
Of course.
Why, silly. Hormones.
Yeah, whatever.
Thanks anyway, And Tim.
Yeah.
Good luck. I mean that.
So, what exactly is this thing tonight?
Just a little farewell supper.
At Janet?
Yeah. Just you, me, Shula, Alistair, her and Tim.
Hey, cosy. Is it going to be posh? Have I got to put a tie on?
Shouldn't think so.
Hope not. Yeah, if Debbie gets on okay, I could do with spending this evening on the Baylor.
That's right, Mr. Funloving.
Well, it's been stressful enough wondering if she was ever going to get to our wheat. Anyway, thanks for giving me a lift, love.
That's okay. I've got to check on the ewes anyway.
Hey, I wonder how Pip's getting on at camp.
Well, what were they doing today? Mini Gymkhana?
Yeah. I wish we could have gone to watch.
Me too.
It's quiet without her, isn't it?
I had thought it might be tidier too.
Oh, come on. Minus one doesn't make much difference.
No, we're just a messy family.
Well, there's worse things to be.
Not according to Frieda.
What, she hasn't said something, has she?
Yeah, she's finally come out with it.
Well, do we live in a tip?
Not that exactly. She says she can't keep on top of it. She'll either have to do more hours or start rotating the rooms.
Blimey, that's serious stuff.
Oh, I don't want to pay for any extra. I thought maybe she could do upstairs thoroughly one week and downstairs the next.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's a bit shaming, really. I hope Chava's not the house-browed sort. He'll get a shock living with us.
Well, you'll just have to muck in.
Literally. David, that's not a dog, is it?
What? Oh, God, there's a couple in with a sheep. Stop, quick. Hey! Hey, get away!
Go on!
Oi! Oi, go on! Get off!
Get out of it! Go on! Go on! Get off!
Go on!
Oh. The more we chase them, the more they like it.
Get off! Go on! Go on! These are Marjorie's!
I know! Bettina! Charlie!
Go on! Get off the pair of you! Get off!
Oi! Get away! Get away!
Go on! Get off! And don't come back! Look at those ewes. They're terrified. Right, as soon as I get back, I'm going to phone Marjorie and give her what for.
David.
What do you mean, David? It's totally irresponsible.
I know. That's why I can't believe it of her.
She's got to keep them shut up.
Well, she knows that. She's lived in the country long enough.
Yeah. So why isn't she doing it?
It's good news, Mrs. Snow. Baby's not going to be in your field much longer. I found alternative accommodation for her.
About time.
Is that all you can see? Don't you even want to know where she's going?
No. You found someone else on whose good nature you can prey, I presume.
Oh, well, that's your attitude.
Well, are you surprised? I do you a favour, and look how you've repaid me.
Oh, fine, fine. I was only telling you to be neighbourly.
Don't bother. I'd rather you move that unsightly pile of wood.
That's for my shed.
A shed? Where's that going?
In the back.
Oh.
Well, Jack Woolley seemed pleased enough.
He won't have to look at it.
He seemed to think we were being very responsible tenants. So, oh, and talking of responsible, while I'm here, like, I wondered if I could log on my vote for County Flower.
I beg your pardon?
County Flower. I want to do an evil.
Oh, no. I've heard some of your and Eddie's suggestions. Stinking hellebore, hairy bittercress.
Ah, well, they weren't serious.
And this one is?
Mistletoe.
Mistletoe.
Well, stands to reason. Borsetshire's a county of ancient apple orchards.
I might have known.
It's a most mystical plant and historic.
And a parasite.
Eh?
I can't think of anything more apt for your family.
Ah, now, what do you get to that?
And the fact that you and Eddie have made a small fortune over the years, selling it at Christmas, has nothing to do with your fondness for it either, I suppose.
No. I just think it's the right one for Borsetshire, that's all.
Well, you're wrong.
Wrong? How can I be wrong on a matter of opinion?
There is only one flower with a real claim.
How do you work that out?
It is the flower immortalised in an ode by Borsetshire's own poet.
Hey?
The lady's bedstraw. So, no, you can't use the computer.
Are you denying me my vote?
I'm saying you can't use the computer.
You're blocking my democratic right. And is it because I'm a working man?
Oh, please, that has nothing to do
with it. This is ballot rigging.
Rubbish.
It ain't fair. I've a good mind to complain.
Good idea. Try your MP.
You can't do this. People like me died for the right to vote.
Not for flowers, they didn't.
How do you know?
Don't be absurd. If you feel that strongly, you can use a postcard.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, Ruth. Cheers. It's so nice to come out, especially during harvest.
We're very honoured.
Well, I was glad to get away, actually, after today.
Oh, not more combine problems.
No, no, no. Sheep worrying problems.
Oh, no.
We caught Marjorie's dogs in with the ewes.
Oh, no. How did that happen?
Well, that's what I'd like to know. I haven't had a chance to phone her yet. I've been stuck bailing all afternoon.
But she keeps her dog shut in the garden.
Well, that's what I thought. Seems I was wrong.
It's just not like her.
I know what it could be. Someone from Gleeblands was moaning about it in the shop.
What?
There's a holiday relief postman, and he's not very hot on shutting gates.
That could be it, dude.
And with Marjorie's arthritis, the dogs just aren't getting the exercise they used to.
You're right, you know. I can't think when I last saw her with them up on Lakey Hill.
No, they're lucky to go once round the green these days.
Oh, great. Now I'm feeling really guilty.
I'm not as guilty as I am. Thanks to me, the poor woman's got to go 6 miles to see a doctor.
Tim. At least you haven't rung up and shouted at her yet.
No, and I'm not going to now. How can I?
Poor Marjorie.
Well, let's just hope it's a one-off and it won't happen again.
Yeah.
Anyway, I better go and check on supper.
Yeah, and I'd better fetch another bottle, eh?
Yeah, I won't stop you.
Oh, and you've got to show me how to make your wonderful salad dressing.
Oh, my wonderful salad dressing. Yeah, secretly.
They're good together, aren't they?
Yeah, they seem really well suited. It's weird, isn't it, the way things work out?
What is?
Well, Tim's found someone else already. And it's Siobhan who's on her own.
Brian and Siobhan, A Long Way From Home.
Brian, are you awake?
What?
I said, are you awake?
I am now.
Good morning, and welcome to Be Lips. I thought I was the linguist. Ooh, arm, please. Yeah, that's better. How did you sleep?
Very well. Very, very well.
Must be the healthy sea air.
Not entirely, I don't think.
Oh, it was a lovely evening.
Oh, it was.
We struck lucky with that restaurant.
I didn't mean the food.
No, I know. It was nice eating down by the harbour, though. It's a pity we won't have time to try a few more around here.
We've got another couple of nights.
Aren't we going to do some exploring?
Right, where?
Well, there are Saint-Jean-de-Luz down the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And this evening I thought maybe we could go to Bayonne.
Oh, I've been doing your research.
Yes, well, I knew you wouldn't have the time. Too busy oiling your gun and hiring combines.
Don't remind me.
Oh, well, it's all behind us for now. You can just relax for the next few days.
I'm relaxed already.
Yeah, and I've got to go to work.
Oh, not just yet, surely.
Well, I suppose I've got a few more minutes.
That's more like it.
So, what are you going to do while I'm busy toiling over brochures at this factory?
You're not going to be gone all day.
Oh, no. They have a long break in the middle of the day, so you can find us somewhere to go and have lunch.
Actually, I'm good with that.
With any luck, they won't want me back until tomorrow.
If you'll see Esther coming on.
Yes, well, obviously someone in my condition ought to have a lie down when she can.
Definitely.
It's a date, then.
I look forward to it.
Oh, I know. You could have a walk out to the lighthouse this morning.
Good.
Unless you want to have a go surfing.
I don't think so.
And why not? Are you afraid those hunky young boys might show you up?
What are you doing eyeing up hunky young boys?
Yeah, just keeping you on your toes.
Oh, yes. Oh, what? Sorry, I...
No, I'm fine. It's just the baby.
What?
Feel. Can you feel it?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Very active.
Yes.
Must be all that talk of surfing. Seems to be having a go.
Oh, Siobhan.
Yeah?
That's our baby.
Yes, all right, Lily. Here. And one for you, Freddy. No, don't squeeze. You won't be able to breathe.
Hello.
Hello, Debbie. Morning, Simon.
Morning.
Hello, you two. Ooh, what have you got there?
It's a baby one.
Yes, very tiny.
Children and animals, Nigel. Do you know what they say? Yes.
Not much I can do, I'm afraid. If they're so interested in it.
Yeah, I'm sure the visitors will be as well. I'd better make a special detour with my groups.
Thanks for showing up so early.
Oh, no.
We're expecting a couple of coachloads by 10.
No problem. It suited Debbie to drop me off.
Oh, yeah. What time will you be finished tonight?
Say about 5.
I can't be here that early.
I'm sure we can sort something out.
Okay.
Great. I want to finish off the Brookfield week today.
How's Brian getting on in Scotland?
I don't know. I'm surprised he hasn't phoned.
Lucky thing, grouse shooting. I love grouse.
Yeah, I've asked him to bring us a brace. At least I deserve. Anyway, see you later.
Bye, sweetie. Bye, Debbie.
Yeah. Bye, Freddy. Bye, Lily. Bye-bye, Jigs.
So, you're building up quite a menagerie here.
Yes. That's the thing with animals. They reproduce.
Yeah. Isn't nature wonderful?
Oh, the band's out. They must have known we were coming.
They're big on the Basque tradition round here, aren't they?
Well, we're close enough to Spain. You want a lick of my ice cream?
Thanks.
Oi, Brian, not all of it.
Oh. Sorry, forgot you eating for two.
Well, I can always have another one.
Have anything you want.
Really? I must remember that. Oh, it's so good to be away.
Isn't it just?
I didn't tell you, I saw Tim yesterday.
Oh?
Yeah. I went to get the last few things from the cottage, you know.
Can't have been much fun.
No, it wasn't. No, I felt really down about it. Now?
Yes?
Everything looks different now we're here.
Oh, good. Oh, damn.
Here we go.
I ought to take it as Debbie.
Carry on. I'll
I'll go and have a look at the shops.
Hello?
Hi, Dad, it's me.
Oh, hello, darling. How are things? No problems, I hope?
No, it's all going fine. I just thought you'd like to know.
Yes, I'm sorry, I was going to ring,
I've been over at Brookfield yesterday and today, hoping to finish by tonight.
Oh, well done.
So, that should get David off. What was that? Music. I thought you were on a grouse moor.
No, we packed up a bit early today, come into town. They've got a sort of little Highland Games on.
Highland? Scottish to me.
No, well, these things have an international flavour these days, don't they? I mean, look at the Royal Show.
Yeah, I suppose.
I shouldn't be surprised if those guys with the panpipes aren't here. They get everywhere, don't they?
Yeah, right. But you're having a good time?
Oh, yes, very good.
Good shooting?
Yeah, so far.
Hope you've bagged me a nice couple of grouse.
Of course. My best shot.
Okay, and if there's a craft fair at this thing, you better bring Mum something.
Yes. Look, darling, I'm going to have to go. You're breaking up, I'm afraid.
See you Friday, then.
Yes. See you Friday. Bye.
Bye.
Everything okay?
Yes, thanks. Yes, fine.
Good.
So, did you find something nice to look at?
Yeah, there's the most gorgeous baby shop. Beautiful things.
Well, let's go in and have a look, shall we?
Really?
Yes. About time we started getting a few things together.
Okay. Right.
No. You're not having any. You're fat enough already.
Mm. Hey, Kenton, hi.
Oh, hi, Knight. Don't worry, I'm not feeding the animals.
I didn't think for a moment you were.
I see. Pet School's got some new residents.
Oh, yes, my chicks.
Mm. And Joe's pony.
Yes, we've rather been talked into having Bart here while Joe builds his stable of his.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
Well, Joe has been working very hard on the pony rides. It seemed the least we could do.
He's always up to something, old Joe, isn't he?
That's what Lizzie says. Are you busy?
Well, no, not at the moment. I seem to have run out of comely maids to seduce.
Well, I'm looking for someone to give Simon a lift to Borchester, or at least to Ambridge.
Oh, I'll do it, no worries.
Thanks.
I'll just finish my ice cream, OK? Mm.
You've got some on your moustache.
Oh, what? Is that better?
Yeah.
I can't go twirling my moustache if I've got big bits of raspberry ripple in it, can I?
No, not quite the image. You've been a massive success as Uncle Cedric, though.
Oh, I'm enjoying it.
Quite the hit of the visitor feedback forms.
Oh, really? Can I see them?
They one or two seem to think you've gone a bit far.
I better know who that was. There was this miserable woman, typical feminist, who... just a sec, Nigel.
Hey! You, stop that!
What the...
Hey! But can't you read? It says, please do not touch. How would you like it if someone practically strangled you? Yeah, that's right. Clear off!
Oh, no. Are the chicks okay?
They're fine. No harm done. Little horrors.
Gosh. Thanks, Kent.
Oh, any time.
I think I owe you a drink.
Oh, I'll take you up on that when I get back from dropping Simon.
All right, you're on.
Oh, jolly good. Because I've been meaning to talk to you about something.
What?
Wait and see.
Well, can I have a clue?
Well, you know how much you like those old sports cars on Sunday.
Starting now, over on BBC Two, but from the 10 o'clock news. Good night.
Debbie?
Mm-mm.
Time for bed.
Mm. I'd carry you through, but you've kind of got me pinned to the couch. Mm. Sorry.
That's okay, I'm not complaining.
Oh, ow, oh, my neck.
Mm.
Here. What was the time?
It's about 10:30.
Oh, I wanted to see the weather.
I saw it earlier. Some risk of showers, could be heavy, could thunder.
That covers just about everything. Great.
Cheer up, honey. Not long now.
Long enough.
You were a third of the way through harvest last week, so now you must be over halfway, what?
I've spent 2 days at Brookfield, don't forget. Mm. And I've got to fiddle back there in the morning for a couple of hours.
Yeah, but by the time your dad comes home, you'll be well back on track.
Look, it's sweet of you to try and make me feel better, Simon. I'm just fed up, okay? I'm working my socks off here, and for what?
Because you like to do a good job?
Well... Why should I? Dad hadn't even bothered to phone, and when I rang, he didn't seem to want to talk, and...
Oh.
Couldn't get me off the phone quick enough.
You know what he's like. He appreciates you, really.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, is this it?
Well, what else is there? What else do you want? Debbie?
There is something, actually.
Well, what?
Are we ever going to have a baby?
I'm sorry?
Look, I know we've never really talked about it. But
no, we haven't.
And I'm sorry to spring it on
you. Aren't you happy with the way things are?
Yeah, Of course I am.
Because I thought we were just fine.
Yeah, we are.
I just don't see... Look how hard you work. How tired do you get? How could we fit a baby in?
People do.
Oh, sure, people do. I see them at the university. They drop the kid off at the creche. They rush about in their lunch hour doing the shopping. There's a crisis if the kid's
sick.
Well,
yeah, okay. So there'd be a few changes, of course.
Oh, there certainly would. Debbie, do we really want the hassle?
But there are ways. You know, nannies, au pairs.
They're not on duty all the time. Anyway, don't you think... Well, I'm kind of old to be a father.
Of course not. Oh, no, you'd be a great dad.
Really?
Yes. You're not old, mentally or physically. Anyway, you're never too old.
You can't all be Michael Douglas, you know.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, this is a pretty big discussion.
Yeah.
Perhaps this isn't the time to have it when you're so tired.
No, I'm all right, really.
Come on. You got to be up at 6 tomorrow.
I'm fine.
You need your sleep. Come on.
I hope you're not fobbing me off.
Of course not. I just like to discuss it properly when we're both fully awake.
Okay, then. But soon.
Sure.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, come on.
I guess I'm just a bit... Well, I'm sorry I'm not enough for you.
Oh, Simon, that's not what I'm saying.
Sounds like it to
me. No, it's not what I meant. You're right. We're tired. Come on. Let's go to bed, shall we?
Mike's in another world.
I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. Oh, morning, Neil.
What are you doing?
What's it look like? Cleaning up the yard.
And the rest?
Well, it's a lovely morning, full of the joys of spring.
It's August.
Oh, loosen up, will you?
You feeling all right?
Oh, I never felt better. Got a song in my heart, spring in my step, and new lease of life.
Right.
Here, I've been meaning to ask you. I need a favour.
Oh, yeah?
What are you doing tomorrow?
Why?
Because I want you to come into Borchester with me.
What for?
Wait and see.
Look, Mike, I don't think I really...
And not a word to Betty.
I'm really not keen. I've got Tom onto me about these sows.
Oh, come on, mate. Not much to ask. It'll only take an hour.
You're not planning going to that hair place again, are you?
No.
Not meeting up with Oliver Sterling for lunch or cocktails or anything?
Don't be daft. Come on, Neil. I'd really appreciate it.
Well...
I need your advice. I really do.
Oh, all right, then. But I'm not happy.
Look, we can talk about your pig problem on the way. I take it you haven't made up your mind yet.
I've been over at Brookfield the last couple of days. I haven't had a chance to think.
Well, got 5 minutes now, if you like.
I talked to Mr. Archer about it. He agrees if I've got a market for the wieners...
There you are, then. Phil Archer knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, but I don't know. I've done all that. It feels like I'm going backwards.
Isn't Susan talking, is it?
No. She's not dead keen, but in the end she said it was up to me.
Oh, well, that's fatal, isn't it, with you?
I don't know what to do. There's Tom going on about a management role.
Hey?
Looking after production, he meant, while he does the marketing.
Oh, blimey. You talk about me. You'll be the one down Rapunzel's in your fancy suits.
Well, I doubt it. The business has got to take off first.
Oh, Neil, for heaven's sake, give it a go. If there's one thing I've learned in the last month, is that you never know what you can do till you try.
Yeah, so I see.
Look, I've got to get on, but we're on for tomorrow, yeah? About 10-ish?
Okay, but I'm not happy.
Not happy, yeah, I know.
Oh, champagne, very nice.
Oh, it's not for me, I'm afraid, Betty.
Oh, shame.
I know, but it's going to a good home. Tim's new home, in fact.
Of course, it's today he goes, isn't it?
Yes, to sunny Stoke Newington. Anyway, I thought I'd get a box of those chocolates as well.
Right. That's £5.99 then, please.
OK. There we are.
thanks. And 1p change.
Oh, put it in the tin for the air ambulance.
Right.
I suppose you've had everyone in moaning about how far they've got to go to the doctor now.
Oh, I'm fed up with it. And poor Susan.
Yeah, she's come out of it worst.
Still, 'tis useful she can do more hours here. I'm having the afternoon off.
Are you?
Well, it's only a bit of fun, but Brenda might have to go to this cricket club dance to cover it for the radio.
Oh, right.
So we're going to the hire shop to look at posh frocks.
I know Caroline's bought something new.
You'll be going, of course.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she'll be lovely. Roy's been telling me how they're going to do the room up. Silver balloons and everything.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Ruth.
Hi, Shula.
Isn't he growing? Hello there, Ben.
He should be, the amount he eats. Did that banana cereal come in, Betty?
Yeah, it's out the back.
Can I have two, please?
Yeah, of course. Won't be a moment. Excuse me.
There you go. These wouldn't be for Tim and Janet by any chance.
Yes, I thought I'd send them on their way. Do you want to come over with me?
If that's okay. I was going to call in anyway. I've got a photo of Ben for his godfather.
Oh, that's nice.
There we are, then.
Great. That should keep him going till tea time.
Oh, what's she saying about you, eh, Ben?
Well, that's £3.50, please.
Right. Okay, I think that's right.
Oh, thanks.
So, what's with Mike's new haircut, Betty?
Oh, yes, very smart.
I honestly don't know. He just said he fancied a change.
You like it, though?
Yeah, now I'm used to it. But I don't know why he bothered. He knows I love him, whatever he looks like.
Oh,
it's no good. The bike's going to have to come out.
It's another bike.
I'm afraid so.
Okay.
If I put it in the other way round,
I suppose it's too late to go to Borchester for a bike ride.
Oh, hang on. If I can just make it a bit flatter.
How's it going?
Don't ask.
Looks interesting.
Oh, come on.
I didn't know Tim was a cyclist.
He's not. I'm absolutely terrified about him on it.
You wait till you see the traffic in London.
That's what I mean.
I don't want to use the car so much if I can help it.
So how would you get to see me?
God, I'll be so fit, I'll be cycling out.
That's ambitious.
There's no point in having a new start without a few resolutions.
Well, I hope you're not giving up alcohol, because this is from me and Alistair.
Oh, Shula. That's very, very kind. Thank you.
To toast the new flat. You'll have to come and see it when we've made it nice.
Oh, we will.
And these are for you.
Me? Well, I'm not leaving yet.
You're off for a couple of weeks, aren't you?
Yeah, to help Tim sort himself out.
It'll take us that long to unpack the car.
Oh, Shula, thank you. Mm. And this is from all of us at the Brookfield, Tim. But mostly from Ben, obviously.
Oh, great. Is this you, you little monkey?
Aww. That's pretty much his favourite pose in his high chair.
Oh, I'll treasure it. Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you. Everything.
Oh, thanks for making me his godfather. Oh, can I just ask you one thing?
Of course.
No offence, Shula, but don't ever let him get any stick insect with.
No, I think that's one thing I can seriously promise.
Good. Right, well, we can put this other stuff back now.
You've got to the bike?
Yep.
Oh, I'll give you a hand.
Thanks. Oh, no, give me that.
Here we are.
Is that the lot?
Yeah, I think so.
Great.
Hang on, there's a cheese plant.
Oh, it's all right, I'm having that on my knee.
You can't. It's huge. Is that the one from the surgery?
Yes, yes. Look, you get in, Janet.
You won't be able to see a thing.
Oh, well.
Tim's the one who's driving.
Look, I'll pass this to you. You got it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, you can't go all the way to London like that.
Why don't you put it on the floor?
Yeah, that'd be better.
No, honestly, I'm fine. Just shut the door.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Right then. Oh, well. Bye, Miss Shula.
Oh, bye, Tim. Mwah. Best of luck.
Thank you. And bye, Ruth.
Bye, and don't forget to come and see us.
I won't. Bye, Ben. All right, then.
Bye, Janet. Enjoy your break.
Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Poor Janet with that plan.
I know. She can't see out of the window. Oh, well. There they go.
Yeah. Still seems funny seeing her in a couple. Good, though.
Yes, she's so happy.
You can see that. It's good something positive's come out of all the mess with Tim and Siobhan.
Yes.
Oh, well, I'd better get back, see if Debbie's finished.
I thought she finished yesterday.
Not quite. And she didn't seem very pleased at having to come back. She was very short with David this morning.
Oh, she's under a lot of pressure.
Yeah. It's not fair of Brian to load so much onto her. Especially not so that he can go shooting.
No, I couldn't agree more.
Can you bring the barrow over this way a bit, Neil?
Eh? Oh, yeah, of course, Betty. Oh,
I patched that wire as best I can. I'll fix it properly tomorrow.
Right, thanks. Honestly, what a come down. Forking chicken muck after the afternoon I've had.
Oh, Susan said you were off. Been doing something nice?
Yeah, I've been looking at evening dresses.
Oh, yeah?
It's in case Brenda has to go to this cricket club dance she wanted to try a few on.
Oh, I see.
Honestly, Neil, you wouldn't believe some of the things they had in there. She had me try a couple on just for a laugh.
Yeah?
There was this most gorgeous one. Oh, beautiful it was, with feathers, just like Ginger's.
Ah, poor old Ginger.
What do you mean?
Getting taken by that bird.
Eh? Oh, not Ginger the hen, Ginger Rogers, silly.
Oh, sorry.
She wore fabulous dresses. Still, anyone can dream.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, actually, Neil, could you finish off mucking out?
Yeah, okay.
And I bought Mike a bit of a treat in Borchester.
A treat?
Yeah.
Well, I hope he deserves it.
It's only some fancy sausages from the farmer's market.
Oh, don't talk to me about sausages. I've got Tom on at me to expand production.
Oh, yeah, Susan said. Tom was at the market, and Helen giving out samples of her cheese.
There's no stopping that family.
He's got his head screwed on right, Tom.
Hmm?
They all have at Bridge Farm.
Yeah, maybe.
If he thinks there's an opportunity there, well, he does know his stuff.
Yeah, it's just the timing. With Susan out of work, it's...
Yeah, I can see it's difficult.
Hmm.
But maybe that's actually a reason for doing it. She might be looking to you to bring in a bit more if she can't find another job.
Hmm, I suppose so.
Neil! William!
Oh, great.
I'll leave you to it, then. Evening, Tom.
Hiya. So, Neil, time's ticking on.
Yeah.
You made your mind up yet? Or do you want to phone a friend?
Well, I have done. I've asked about everyone I can think of.
And I bet they all say the same as me.
Pretty much.
So...
All right, I'll do it.
Ah, yes, fantastic.
Yeah, it better be.
It will be. Thanks, Neil. You know I didn't really want to buy my weenus from anyone else.
No. Here, Tom.
Yeah?
Have you seen much of Mike lately?
Not really.
You haven't, noticed anything wrong with him?
Apart from the spooky haircut? No,
he just seems to be behaving a bit, odd.
How odd?
Well, just odd. If I didn't know him better, I'd almost think... Well, he was having some kind of... crisis.
Hey? He's not talking about buying an NG, is he?
Even, oh, I don't know, I hate to say it, but... an affair.
Mike!
Hey, Dad!
Oh, Tyre!
Don't say anything, will you?
Here, Mike, come and tell Neil you're okay.
Oh. Well,
of course I'm okay. What's he been saying?
I haven't said anything, but if he'd seen what I have this week, singing and dancing in the yard, running off into Borchester all the time.
So?
He thinks you're having an affair.
What?
Oh, thanks, Tom. Thanks.
Are you mad?
Well, what am I supposed to think?
I ain't having an affair, you plunker. It's just the opposite. This is all for Betty.
Is it?
I'm taking her to the cricket club dance next week. Us going to Borchester tomorrow is not some cover so I can meet some fancy woman. It's to wear a suit.
Oh,
nice one, Neil.
Where was I to know?
You Wally. Hey, I'll tell you what, the drinks are on you tonight.
Yeah, right. Well, no, actually, I should get them in.
Hey?
Yeah, me and Neil are expanding.
He's never made his mind up.
Yep, we're partners.
Well, thank goodness for that. Now, that is worth celebrating.
Now, the holiday's over for Brian and Siobhan.
I think that's the lot.
We seem to have come home with a lot more than we went with.
That could have something to do with all the time we spent in baby boutiques.
Oh, thanks for that, Brian.
I enjoyed it.
And for spending all that money. I can't wait to get all the stuff out again and have a good look.
I'm glad we could do it together.
Yeah, me too. Can't tell you how much.
You know, I'm starting to feel this baby's really going to happen.
Oh, thanks. You thought it was a hysterical pregnancy, did you?
Well, perhaps I just haven't got much imagination, but now... Now I can feel it's really there.
Oh, yes, I think it's there, all right.
Anyway, I'd better kick my lack of imagination into gear and start pretending I've had 3 days on a grass moor.
Oh, I suppose you had.
I've got to call up the game dealer and pick up a couple of brace of grass for a start.
What a tangled web we weave.
And I'll have to nip into the loo at some hotel so I can change into my tweeds.
You can do that here.
Oh, no. I know exactly what'll happen if I take my trousers off here.
That wouldn't be so dreadful, would it?
Siobhan, we're home. It's been wonderful, but I have to go.
Oh.
I have to go.
Oh, I know you do. And it's not like I haven't got things to do. As soon as I've unpacked, I've got to start packing up things for the move.
Oh, look, I'm sorry, but I doubt I'll be able to help you on Monday.
Yeah, no, I wasn't expecting you to.
I've got to put in some time at home.
Shh. I understand. I've had you to myself for 3 whole days. Mustn't be greedy.
Oh, I wish I didn't have to leave you.
All right. Oh, I love you.
And you. I'll call you tonight.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't want to go.
Oh, I don't want you to either. But you have to, you remember?
Yes. Unfortunately. I'll see you.
I'll see you.
Bye.
Bye.
A quad bike.
Good, eh?
The way you were talking the other day, I thought you wanted me to get a sports car.
Oh, Nigel, that's far too predictable. Far too male menopause.
I suppose so.
Well, you hadn't got visions of tootling around the lanes like Tony, had you?
No, not quite. No, more like Mr. Toad, actually.
Look, if you want to buy a car, I won't stop you, but a quad bike is so much more practical.
I had a go on Debbie's once. It was jolly good fun.
They're great. They've got them on all the sheep stations in Australia. I've ridden a mate's a few times.
The thing is, Kenton, we haven't exactly got a huge sheep flock at Lower Loxley.
That's not all they're good for.
No?
You've got how many acres altogether?
Well, the park's 70 acres.
Well, there you are, then. It must take you ages to get from one bit to another, and you can't always take a car.
That's true.
Well, with one of these, you can zip down to the gallery, then over to the treetop walk, and come back to the house over the lawn without ruining it.
Yes, that's a point.
Nigel, I've seen how hard you and Elizabeth work. When you've got an event on, you've got to be in 3 places at once.
It can be tricky.
Yeah, well, this would make it so much easier for you to buzz around between trouble spots.
It's very tempting.
Come on, let's at least have a test drive, eh?
Oh, all right then, why not? Where's this sales rep?
Oh, we only need him for the keys.
Hmm. Oh, it's awfully comfy.
You'd have to get a helmet, of course.
You know, I'm warming to this idea. Oh, the only thing is, well, they're not cheap.
Ah, yes, but you're buying it for the estate, aren't you?
Yes.
So it's a legitimate business expense. Tax deductible.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, when you put it like that, why haven't I had one before? Jenny?
Oh, in the study, Brian.
Hello, darling. Hello. Oh, what a journey.
Oh, it is a bit warm to have been in the car all that time.
Oh,
darling.
What?
I'm surprised you wore your tweeds to drive in. No wonder you're all hot and bothered.
Well, I didn't think, I suppose.
Oh, well, never mind. I've got some nice cool lemonade in the fridge.
I'd rather have a beer.
Whatever you want. Tell me, how was it?
Oh, it's good. Good, very good.
And how's John?
Hmm?
John Follett Vaughan. I thought you were shooting with him.
Oh, yes, he was splendid. He was on fine form.
That's good. He can be such fun.
Mm.
And you bagged plenty of grass, did you?
Yes, I've hung them in the larder. I took 3 brace in the inn. I thought one for Debbie, one for us, one for Peggy and Jack.
Oh, how sweet of you. And Mum will be pleased. Oh, no, no, I've got a better idea.
Oh?
I've been meaning to have Elizabeth and Nigel over.
Oh.
They've been working so hard with this living history thing and special events on top of it. And,
yes.
You know, Jill was saying they haven't been away from the place for weeks.
Really?
And Nigel loves grouse. He was really jealous that Debbie was getting some.
Well, why don't I just give them a brace for themselves?
No, let's have them to dinner. I'll see if they can do tomorrow night. That'll be long enough for the grouse to hang, won't it?
I'm sure the grouse will be fine.
Perfect. And I can do smoked trout pate as a starter with some of the trout from your lake.
Delicious.
You'll feel like a real hunter-gatherer, bringing home all this food for your wife to cook.
Do you know, I could really do with that beer.
Well, this is very nice. Not how I thought I'd be spending my evening at all. I couldn't bear the thought of you stuck in that stuffy flat. Especially not when you're just back off holiday.
Hey, I was working, if you don't mind.
You look awfully well for someone who's been translating brochures about saucepans all week.
It was saucepans, wasn't it? Saucepan handles, to be precise.
Mm. Well, they were French, so I bet they were very chic.
Oh, yes, very. Ooh, talking of which, I've got a little present for you. Two, actually.
Oh, chiffon.
Yeah, listen, it's nothing.
Thanks. Oh, they always wrap them so beautifully. Ooh, different honeys. Lovely.
See, I know the children like it.
Yeah, they'll love these. Thank you.
It's nothing. And I'd like you to have this, too.
Oh? Oh, Uncle Walter and Granny P. Oh, how lovely.
Tim gave it to me, but it'll mean more to you. It's just a little thank you for everything you've done for me this year.
I haven't done anything.
You have. I'd never have got this far without you.
I'm sure you would. But thanks, anyway. So, come on then. How was the rest of your trip?
The non-work bit, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, Elizabeth, it was bliss. We just got on really well together. It was lovely. Doing nothing together, just having the time to do nothing.
I can imagine.
Brian was really attentive. He really looked after me. I felt so cherished.
Oh, good.
It's just so lovely to be able to be a couple with him, you know? And he was... Well, he was really warm about the baby.
Was he?
Oh, look, I'm sorry, I know this is difficult for you with Jennifer and everything. But, you know, I really felt for the first time in ages...
I'm sorry, Siobhan.
What's that? The weather must have been good for Scotland. You look terribly well.
Windburn, probably.
No, not just that. You look really rested.
Hmm. Do I?
Debbie said it sounded as if you were having fun when she rang. Some sort of Kaylee or something.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, you don't want to hear about all that. What's been happening here? How's the harvest?
Oh, absolutely fine. No more hold-ups, I'm glad to say.
Oh, good.
In fact, I was almost praying for a downpour to give Debbie a break. She's looking awfully drawn.
Is she?
Yes, especially the last couple of days. I think she'd appreciate a bit of support, Brian.
Well, she'll have it. I'm going to devote myself to the farm for a while now.
Oh, that's good. And Alice has missed you. Do you think the three of us could go for a day out on Monday, perhaps?
Well, I'd intended to be around. I mean, it depends on the farm.
Yeah, of course, but think about it, will you, darling?
I will. You've been getting on with your website, I see.
Oh, yes. I've done a couple of pages about Josiah Goodall, you know, that poet. Mm. And I thought I'd do a little feature on Joe and his pony and trap. And I've got some quotes from Chris about when Gran used to have it.
Well done.
Now, what else? Oh, Jolene's had another idea for the ball, Mum was telling me.
No.
Oh, she's going to open it early for morning coffee and newspapers.
Who's got time to go sitting at the ball reading papers?
Well, I think it's very enterprising. Oh, and I haven't told you the best bit, though.
What?
Mike told me when he brought me the milk. He's had his hair cut, and just because of that, Neil Carter thought he was having an affair.
No.
Well, I know they always say it's the last person you think of, but Mike Tucker, honestly.
Amazing. Actually, Jenny, I think I'll change and get straight out there. Start giving Debbie the support you were on about.
There you are, little chap. Sorry, but Mummy's spoken.
Oh, dear.
How about I take him for a little walk?
Yes, would you? Thanks, Siobhan.
Come on, Freddy. Why don't you pick me some daisies? I'll make you a chain pet. Come on. Oh, there's a good one.
Perhaps it wasn't a terribly good idea, a toddler on a quad bike.
And you can stop trying to get round me, Kenton. I know this whole thing was your idea.
It was not. Tell her, Nige.
Well, I suppose it was kind of joint decision.
Oh, honestly, if you wanted a quad bike, you'd have been out and bought one before now.
But it's not a case of want, it's a case of need. This is for the good of the business.
Oh, please.
It's true, Lizzie. It's totally tax deductible. And think how useful it'll be for buzzing between exhibitors at the country fair next week.
It would have been more useful if you'd been here at 4 o'clock, and I practically had a riot on my hands because both ice cream vans had run out of Cornets.
That would never have happened in Mr. Snowy's day, would it, Nigel?
Anyway, what is wrong with walking between the stalls like we usually do?
Oh, look, just because you've been doing living history here for the past month, it doesn't mean you've got to stay stuck in the past for everything.
I was asking Nigel.
Look, Lizzie, believe me, it'll pay for itself in the time we save.
Yeah.
You know what a slog it is, to-ing and fro-ing to the gallery, for instance.
Oh, I can see he's completely brainwashed you.
I didn't say a word.
Look, everyone, look at all these daisies Freddy's picked.
How about a piggyback, Freddy?
Yeah.
Much more fun than a smelly old ride on a quad bike.
Yes.
Good man.
All right, old man.
Look, if you're not using the bike for a bit, can I have a go?
Oh, typical.
Yes, sure.
Oh, great.
Holding tight, Freddy.
Yeah.
Off we go, then. Hooray!
Oh,
Shall we go and finish our drink, Siobhan?
Sure.
Hey, there's Kathy. I wonder if she'd like a ride.
She obviously doesn't mind being taken for one.
Hey, Kathy! Hey, Kathy! Whoa!
He makes me so mad. Right, let's... Siobhan, are you all right?
Yes, fine.
Look, come and sit down. Sorry, you must be tired.
No, no, it's not that. I was just watching Nigel with Reddy. Elizabeth. That's all I want for me and the baby and Brian. To be a family, too.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Sue Wilson, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.